The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
WTAQ. What? News, talk, sports. Did the show open the way I always do the show open? And Jason starts chuckling over there. It is the Jerry Bader Show. One more day of really cold, and then things start to ease a little bit, warming to the weekend. Third day of no school for many schools in the area. Some are open, particularly in the Fox Valley area, are open today. Many are not for the third straight day, which means most schools who are closed today have exceeded their padded days that they put in there. They add days to the school year in case, in the event that they have one or two weather-related days. In this case, it's cold, not snow. Most, I think, districts that are closed today are now going to have to add at least a day. Some, too. Some school districts, as I mentioned yesterday, some school districts only pad one day into that, or I should say build one day into that. I think that's just crazy. I said I thought three was a good number, and many of them need three. Now, we also could get 2 feet of snow before then. Well, we could. Me saying it isn't going to make it happen. I'm just saying we could. We could get 3 feet of snow. We could get 18 inches one day and 12 inches the next. It could have, we could get 3 days in a row of 10 inches. Jason's ready to do me bodily harm with a mic stand. We could. Now, a lot of the districts, and I'm just basing this on the automated message that the Ashwaubenon School District left for us, because we still have a daughter in high school, is mechanical issues were a pretty big deal. A lot of bus fleets. That diesel, that just doesn't, it not be digging that cold. It really doesn't. It tends to gel up a little bit. Batteries, if they're on the verge of croaking out, the cold will do that. It's just the way it is. I am not going to debate whether or not they're doing the right thing. If they're not comfortable with the mechanical integrity of the fleet hauling children around, I could see why they cancel the third day. My daughter was ecstatic. Oh, we don't have school again. It is all about safety, and it's still pretty darn cold this morning, too. In addition to the mechanical issues, it's still pretty cold. Of course, it's all due to global warming. That just goes without saying. It's killing me how they... I'm not going to get into it again. I'm just not. But yeah, I've gotten a number of emails from liberals. You can't say that this means there isn't global warming. Well, you're going to say that it means there is? How absurd. All right. I said I wasn't going to get into it, so I'm not going to get into it. Let's talk spring elections. I have been, for several days, hinting that a familiar name was likely to be on the ballot in a Green Bay City Council race. That has happened. Former alderman and current county supervisor Guy Zima is seeking his old aldermanic seat on the Green Bay City Council. I am not, what I am about to express is not my opinion, okay? What I am about to express, I'm going to say this again, is not my opinion. It is what I have been told by others who follow city government very closely and their opinion of James Warner. James Warner is who defeated Guy Zima in District 9 in 2012. Again, this is the appraisal of others. And I've heard this from several people, that James Warner was a stunning disappointment. That he did very, very little. He was completely ineffectual as an older person, and Guy would have cleaned his clock in a rematch. That is, again, that is not my impression, but I will tell you it is the impression of more than one person who follows local politics very closely, and they're pretty diverse. I mean, they're different people that I talk to that follow this pretty closely, and they said, yeah, if Guy comes back, he's going to kick his butt. Well, Guy Zima will face Warner, but not James Warner. I became aware of this earlier in the week, but I wanted to wait until just to make sure it actually happened. Guy Zima, as the paper writes, an alderman for more than three decades until he lost in the 2012 council election to newcomer James Warner, filed signatures Tuesday to run this year in District 9. He will oppose Angela Warner, James Warner's wife. James Warner did not file any political paperwork this year. There's a thing that you file to say you're not running. Now, if I have this right, because James Warner didn't do that, the deadline is actually extended till Friday. I believe I have that right. But in any event, right now, what happens is it's Zima v. Warner, but it's Angela Warner. It is interesting that, I mean, that was one of the big upsets in local political history. It was a big deal. And it was, well, everybody's had enough of Guy Zima. And there were rumors that Guy's health was somewhat questionable. Again, all rumors. But Guy clearly is interested in coming back. And if I had to bet a dime or a dollar, I would bet it on Guy Zima reclaiming his seat. However you feel about him, I'm just saying that would be my guess. Even as he's stating in local government, you haven't heard a peep out of him. Not a peep. And I don't think it's much of a surprise at all. I mean, in fact, when you think about it would have been easy to think that Guy didn't hold public office at all. He still has his county board seat, you know. You wouldn't know that, though, because he's been very un-Zima-like since he lost his council seat. Nary heard a peep from him on anything. Not in the news much at all. I don't know if that was by design. I wouldn't be surprised if that wasn't by design. I think you are, I think your smart money would be on Guy Zima. By the way, former Alderman Chris Weary, who lost re-election in 2012, is running unopposed. Nobody filed to challenge Chris Weary for an open seat. Also, incumbent Amy Kocha not seeking re-election. And that seat's also unopposed. David Netting running for that seat, his first term in the council. So there could be some relatively substantial change. There are some who felt that might have a play in the Walmart debate because it might change the dynamic on the council. The reality is the Walmart debate, and I'm going to get to this after 9 o'clock, the Walmart debate's not going to make it to April. That I don't believe there's any chance of that happening. Could be wrong, but I think it's going to move much more quickly than that. I'll get to that after 9 o'clock, and I've got something else on Walmart. I've got something else on Walmart. Stick around after 9 o'clock. All right, something else that's going on. In the municipality in which I live, Ashwaubenon, there will be a $20 million April referendum. And it's actually, it's something the village board and school board have put together jointly. There will be four questions for Ashwaubenon Village residents, that includes my wife and me, on the April ballot, asking to borrow about $20 million. This would pay for a new community center, new swimming pool at the high school, auditorium at the high school, and a smaller warm water pool. Here's how it worked. They approved this Tuesday. The village board and the school board jointly approved the questions. They're going to ask up to $8 million to build the new community center at Ashwaubenon High School. Up to $3.9 million. They don't have this right in the paper. They say $8 million to build the new community's, auditorium. I apologize. $8 million to build the new auditorium, but it would be a community auditorium. At the high school, up to $3.9 million for a new community center, up to $7.5 million for an 8-lane community swimming pool at the high school, and up to $1.5 million for the warm water pool to accommodate youth and senior citizen activities. So what would happen is the village would actually bond for this stuff. Rather than have the school board borrow it, as the paper explains in part, growing property values in the district means it stands to lose millions of state aid if it borrows. So they've come up with a way to actually have the village do this. I have a few comments on this. There's a quote about, and these swimming pool things are always a big deal. Village President Mike Obinger said, look, a new swimming pool is needed. Otherwise, the pool we have will fall apart, and we just won't have a pool. I have seen the swimming pool. I'm going to be honest. I haven't studied it. I haven't done architectural studies. It doesn't look like it's falling apart. On the other hand, it was built back in the 60s. It's old. I accept that. If a swimming pool is something they want, at some point they're going to have to build one. I accept that. My wife has always been bothered by that high school auditorium. She doesn't like the stage. It's, you know what it looks like? But I don't think this is the case. It looks like a stage that used to be a bigger stage that they closed off. Schools have done that. And then they use what used to be most of the stage for storage back there. That's not the case, though. I don't think it is. I think it was always just built that way. A new auditorium would be nice. It would. I'll concede that. I don't think it's a necessity. I really don't. Community center? This is still a difficult time to ask voters for money. And then there's another element as the paper points out, this is going to be very, very interesting. There is a chunk of the village of Ashwaubenon where about 350 residents live in the West Tapir School District. Creating this as a village vote, you would expect of those 350 homes, I mean, if there are two voters for home, that's 700 votes. But this is not going to be very popular with them. Here is what I am going to do. I'm going to try to get Mike Obinger on to talk about this and work through, okay, explain why you think the pool is in that bad of shape. Why do we need a community center now? And is the auditorium, again, it's not a great auditorium. I accept that. Is it a necessity right now? And if the swimming pool, and this is my bleep and moan every time with one of these. If the swimming pool is falling apart, why haven't we been planning for it? I mean, you know, you've known for years what year the swimming pool was built. Why didn't you plan for that? However, before I definitively explain for or against, I'm going to have Obinger come on. I'll have Mike come on. I'll try to arrange that maybe early next week. And just make the case one by one for each item. Coming up after 9 o'clock, as I mentioned, there's something really interesting out there where Walmart is concerned, and it doesn't have anything directly to do with the Walmart in Green Bay, but it does have something to do with it, the proposed one for downtown. We'll get to that. There's one that I haven't gotten to. Gosh, I've had this since when? Not that long. I had planned to do it on Monday, and today's only Wednesday. As me leaving things sit on the table and not getting to them, that's not a bad shelf life at all. For me, that's actually pretty good. Guns and ammo. I think a lot of people, whether you're into guns or not, are familiar with guns and ammo. Guns and Ammo magazine fired a columnist because in a gun magazine, he said, look, we should understand that some regulation is necessary. The New York Times went on this crusade. Well, the intolerant Guns and Ammo magazine, they fired this guy just because he suggested that there should be some regulation. There's all very interesting. The left is now claiming this guy, well, the intolerant gun lobby, the intolerant gun culture. Here's a guy, he's been a gun writer, he's a hunter, he is part of the gun culture, and because he had the temerity to suggest that there should be some regulation, he shouldn't be writing for a gun magazine anymore. Very, very interesting, and I want to get your thoughts on that. Because understand, some publisher approved it. Somebody along the line said, yeah, we'll go ahead and we'll put that in Guns and Ammo. He didn't do that unilaterally. The unemployment benefits have been extended. As you would guess, Ron Johnson and Tammy Baldwin, opposite sides, I shouldn't say that, the vote in the Senate, I misspoke, the vote in the Senate to advance that passed. I want to talk about that. As well. If we get to it, I also want to talk about the teachers' unions that are talking about merging, and we will, in the 10 o'clock hour, we will talk about, now it's a Democratic president dealing with a kiss-and-tell book from a former cabinet member. We'll get to all of that starting at 9:06. It's 8:56.